We're also joined by video games expert Andy Robertson, known as Geek Dad. Andy, how realistic are Nintendo's hopes for its new console, the Wii U?
I think it's always going to be difficult transitioning from the successes of the Wii and the DS, you know, into the 3DS and the Wii U, this next generation of console. But it does have some nice innovations. The controller has a screen on it, and you can play sort of games in a different way. But at the same time, it's under pressure by new technologies in smartphones, in, say, in the iPad, which is already sort of beating them to the punch in terms of this dual screen experience.
Right. Now, when it first appeared, the Wii in 2005, it really turned the games console market on its head. But the competition, they're not going to be caught out like that again, are they?
I don't think so. Not in terms of the technology. And that's what the original Wii was very good at saying, here's a completely new way to play games. It's not going to have this big controller with lots of buttons. It's a very simple TV remote style control. And that's what they're trying to do again with the Wii U. And I think if they can get it right and bring the technology together in a simple way that is accessible to families and maybe people who don't play games that often, I think they've got a better chance.
So, Pauline perhaps rather suggested there wasn't a plan B. What's your view about whether there's a plan B for Nintendo if the sales don't rebound?
I think really they need to just stick to their guns, which is being a company that is about producing very innovative games, but in a way that is accessible to a wide audience. I think if they get distracted too much by the sort of bells and whistles and clever technology, they're in danger of sort of diluting what makes them a strong and interesting franchise.
So what are the kids playing with instead?
Well, you have, you know, smartphones, which are very sort of prevalent in the home and very easy for particularly young gamers to pick up and play because of that touch screen, and devices like the iPad. We've got the PlayStation Vita, a new portable console, highly powered, lots of great graphics, dual sticks, so you can control first-person shooters very easily. So there's quite an array of choice on offer now.
And when is all this new technology likely to be appearing in the shops? And how much is that crucial? Presumably there's a big timing game going on here, isn't there?
Yeah, lots of video games aim at this big this big window of the Christmas period, and that's really what Nintendo are saying for the Wii U, that as we approach Christmas 2012, the Wii U will be there and, you know, will be sort of vying for our attention. So that's where we're all sort of we're all looking towards.
And the competition, will they be kind of waiting to see what happens, or will they be trying to beat them to the punch?
It's unlikely that there'll be another competitive console out at the same sort of window, but I suspect people like Microsoft and Sony will be talking about their next generation of console because they'll want to have that sort of on the table alongside the Wii U when families and gamers are making the decisions about what they're going to invest their money in.
Okay, Andy Robertson, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.